Hi, I'm John Gordner. I'm a program manager on the Windows team, and I'm going to talk to you about how you can design your app to take advantage of the Windows features and patterns that will help you make your app shine. When starting to design a Windows 8 app, the most important thing to do is to pick out a best at statement. To create one, answer the question, this app is the best app in its category at what? Every decision you make from here on out should be based on that statement. So it's important that it's clear, specific, and truly differentiated. It's not enough to say your news app will be the best app in its category because it shows the most recent news when the user wants it. Unless that is somehow able to get more recent news than every other news app, then your app isn't going to be differentiated enough. So take the time to come up with a great best at statement, because many of your decisions, from what features you build to how you lay out the content in your app, will be based on it. After you have a best at statement, the first thing to think about is the landing page.
Immediately after launching your app, every user should know what your app is about and why they should bother spending time in it. I've just launched the XE app, and just by panning through the landing page, I can see exactly what this app is trying to be best at. XE has designed this app to be the best app in the travel category at quickly comparing exchange rates between your currencies. XE has done a fantastic job of implementing the features it needs to deliver on the promise that is made with the best at statement. The first section in the landing page allows me to quickly compare exchange rates between my favorite currencies. I can even enter specific amounts and see how that translates into various currencies. As I continue to pan, and I can browse for other currencies to add to my favorites. If I know exactly what I'd like to find, I can use Semantic Zoom to quickly jump to exactly where I want to go. You can rely on Semantic Zoom as the way for users to navigate any big list in your app. Simply by interacting with the primary content on the landing page, I can choose my favorite currencies and easily compare the rates between them. In fact, that's all I can do from the landing page, and that's a good thing. When designing their app, XE was laser focused on what it needed to be best at, and removed everything else that might distract from it. Of course, there are some features that are still necessary for truly delivering on the best at statement. However, some of those features aren't going to be used as often. To provide this important but infrequently used functionality, this app relies on on-demand UI. If I simply select a currency, I can remove it from my favorites or pin it to start. These features are still a core part of the best at statement, but just won't be used as often as the core functionality of comparing exchange rates, so it's available on demand and out of the way when the user doesn't need it. The XE app is a great example of reducing the features in an app to just what is required to deliver on the best at statement and no more. If a feature doesn't help make your app great, then it's simply distracting from it. In Windows, less is more. By focusing on its best at statement, XE was able to take advantage of Windows features like horizontal scrolling with Semantic Zoom, selection, and UI on demand with the app bar to create a great, focused user experience that helps it shine in its category. But what if an app is more complicated? How do you still keep it simple while providing rich functionality? The sports app is an example of a complicated app that perfectly exemplifies the idea of less is more. It is a one-stop shop for the sports information you want across all of your sports. Panning through the landing page, you can easily see what the app is about and why you should use it. You can see top news stories and schedules across your favorite teams. As soon as I open the app, I'm tempted to explore by the immediate and beautiful presentation of content. I can stumble upon an article and go straight to it, learn about upcoming games, and drill into a specific game if I want to know more. If I want more news, I can simply click on the title to see the full list. Browsing an app should be like reading a newspaper or walking through my favorite bookstore. Just by browsing through, I can discover something delightful. If I want to go to a specific section, I can, but I don't have to. Great Windows apps allow users to focus on where they are now, not where they can go later. This is how users can be pulled into your app and why they will want to come back. Let users immerse themselves in your beautiful content by exploring, and then, if they know what they want to do something specific, then let them. Earlier, we talked about UI on demand. That's how users can bring up UI that is available when they need it, but doesn't distract from their immersive experience when they don't. The app bar is a way to add features on demand to your app. The app bar at the bottom of the screen is great for commands that users might want to use. The app bar on the top of the screen is great for letting users navigate to different sections of your app. If I know I want to look at some football rather than browsing the sports app generally, I can swipe from the top or bottom and jump straight to the NFL section of the app. From here, I can, just like on the landing page, browse, discover, and be delighted by all the content that represents what the NFL section in the sports app is best at. I can do this because I'm not distracted by teasers of all the other sports I'm not really interested in right now, or with a table of contents advertising the rest of the app. If I want to go back, I can use the back button in the top left, or using the top app bar. But for now, it's all about letting me get pulled into the content that I'm looking at.
In Windows 8, less is more. Identify what the core of your app is. Every decision you make should center on what your app, a page, a section, or even a piece of content is trying to do best. Then remove everything else, because it's just a distraction. Start by creating a specific best at statement and stick to it whenever you make a design decision. Let users focus on where they are now and not where they can go later. And make the rest of your functionality available to users on demand using app bars. With those principles in mind, get creative. We're looking forward to seeing what you come up with.